You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and this is episode 390. Thank you so much, as always, for spending a few minutes of your day with us.
Yeah, we definitely do appreciate it. We appreciate you listening all the time, whether it's from your car, office, wherever. If you want to watch, though, you want the audio version, I mean the video version, you can check us out on YouTube and subscribe to us, where we actually take little parts of the podcast out and make quick tip videos. So if you're searching for something, you need to find a little quick tip, you can do that in YouTube. It's great. If you do have a question, go to AskDroneU.com, upload it. We love those questions. Right now, for asking a question, you can actually get a free membership to the Drone U community. So that is all the online classes, all the courses, but more importantly, the community that comes with it. So if you have a question that you want answered, you can just go to our private group. If you search for it and you don't find it, you can ask the group of 200 other experienced drone pilots who most likely will give you the answer that you need. Or maybe you just want some nice, positive reinforcement or some constructive criticism on one of your videos.
Yep.
Great place for that too. It's really an awesome community. I cannot say that enough. I do love it. I even learn things from them all the time.
Yeah, it's active. It's a great group of people. And to clarify, question, you go into the drawing for the free membership coming up here soon.
I simplified that as I do most things. Shocker.
I just don't want people sending me an email at support saying, I'm ready for my free membership.
I want my free membership.
Just clarify. I would if I heard that.
Absolutely.
Say, why not? If you don't ask, you don't get, right?
Absolutely. Anyway, today's question is brought to you by the Drone U community, which if you listened to the podcast a few days ago, you know that the Drone U community is changing the way we fly in airspace all over the country. So are you going to join the group of leaders, the group of successful drone business owners? Yes, you are. We already know it. Let's play the question.
Hey guys, my name is Brett Woods from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm with Aerial Concept Unmanned Systems at aerialconceptus.com. We've done a pretty good job finding our niche in real estate, and we've got a good customer base where we're doing about two jobs a day. And I think we've done a really good job setting up our website and getting pricing. We're adjusting pricing a little bit more, but I think we're getting there. My question is, what is the next step? What is the next thing that we can do to grow, to gain more customers? Word of mouth is great, and we're looking for other ways. We've tried MailChimp. We're open to more possibilities and kind of looking for advice from you guys as to how to kind of grow.
First off, thank you for the question, but also congratulations. It sounds like you guys have made some good progress.
Yeah.
And to be doing a couple gigs a day, I think you're doing great. So
yeah, absolutely.
Off to a great start.
I didn't understand what he was saying about MailChimp, though. Was he emailing other people?
Yeah, I think what they're talking about there is they're staying in contact with existing past clients. And
gotcha.
Perhaps,
which is always smart, and that's how you keep feeding that funnel.
Well, particularly in that line of business, because these are realtors and they're going to have new listings that are coming all the time, so you want to stay in front of them.
That is true.
So from that perspective, I think that is a fabulous idea and something to continue to do. So you said we've tried MailChimp, and I kind of take from that you tried it, but you didn't keep doing it. Maybe I'm misunderstanding that, but if you are not continuing to do it, you need to do that because it takes time for that to kind of take hold.
Yeah, and I think a natural progression from real estate videos is getting into destinations. So hotels, lodges, cabins, timeshares. I mean, you already know how to do real estate videos. Just take your price and triple it or quadruple it or multiply it by 10 because you can make a whole lot more money. You're going to be doing very similar work, just a little bit more detailed, a little more detail-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
But Rob, one thing I continue to think about from the book that's coming out that we wrote, Living the Drone Life. Just throwing that out there.
coming soon.
One of the things that we talked about was referrals in your business.
Yeah.
And you can get referrals out of all of your clients. You may not be hitting the right places with your clients, but one thing you should always be doing is getting referrals. And a warm lead after the referral is the best way to start off that referral. Another thing you should be doing is meeting with production houses, meeting with location scouts and location managers. That's a great, great group of people to know, because when a movie calls them, which they do call them, and they say, you know, we need to find these places, we need to find drone pilots, we need to do this, we need to do that, they are in control of finding the local people.
Right.
And one thing I'm realizing is that the amount of jobs you're going to get out of state is going to go down because producers are realizing that they can get pilots cheaper locally. Like, for example, I worked on a commercial and they'd shot in Cincinnati and New York, and they only hired us for the New Mexico stuff.
Yep.
So when I see those commercials on TV, you know, I'll know which drone footage is mine.
Sure.
But, you know, they're hiring drone pilots from all over. They're no longer hiring one guy to go from job to job to job. So you really need to be in with location scouts. You need to be networking too. Like, let's face it, this business focuses on relationships with people.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dig into that a little bit. My first question to you is, where do I find the location scouts? Where do I find those kind of people that I need to talk about or talk to?
A great thing to do is, again, go to the permitting office and find out who, you know, when a movie calls, they're normally given names for location scouts. That's a great way to start off.
Okay, so permitting office, you mean for the local...
Movie industry,
okay.
Yes. So
that's
like
the government entity that issues the permits is what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. It's a great place to start. Looking online is a great place to start. Try to go to film festivals and network with people. There's a lot here in New Mexico, so you've got a lot of opportunity to do that.
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you're at, obviously, as far as what Paul's talking about now. Here in New Mexico, there, believe it or not, there's a lot of movies and TV shows filmed here.
Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity here in New Mexico.
What was it, $398 million economic impact for this last year? So they're filming a lot of movies.
Yeah, they really are. They're doing a lot of that here. And it may not be the case where you're at, but if it is, it's a great opportunity.
Absolutely.
Resorts and things like that you mentioned is another great opportunity.
So yeah, you've got to be looking online at production websites to find those type of jobs. In fact, it's kind of that time of year where I should be focusing on the stuff that's going to be happening in December, January, February if I want work. Mm-hmm. So I need to start looking at those destination resorts and find out, you know, what's going to be available, what can I film. That is the slow season. And something you got to think about is, you know, you've got to be saving your money during that time. You know, it's going to be much harder to get work unless it's in warmer climates, excuse me.
So let me ask you about this. What do you think about in an effort to grow your business, either attending trade shows or participating in trade shows?
Well, what type of trade shows?
Depends on what you want to do. I mean, if they want to move into, they could go to, I don't know if there are hotel and entertainment type trade shows where they can find the kind of people you're talking about with regards to the resorts. Maybe something like that, attending them, probably not participating in that one.
Well, here's an example. If you want to get into real estate videography deep, Keller Williams throws a huge conference every year, and they have a whole day based on marketing. And you could pretty much meet the marketing department of every real estate agency all over the world
In Texas somewhere,
that's
probably?
That's in Austin, yeah.
Yeah, in Austin.
I think it's the 8th and 9th of August.
Right.
Anyway, but it depends, because if you go to these drone conferences, I don't think you're going to get much of anything out of it.
Yeah, definitely not thinking drone conferences. I'm thinking about going to industry trade conferences and trade shows that are a particular industry that you're interested in flying for.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely. That's a great way to meet people in the industry quickly.
So one of the things, by the way, that Brett, you didn't mention in your question is, are you talking about growing your real estate side so we're kind of going into different aspects of it, but if we're focusing on growing the real estate aspect of it, now that you've got some experience, I would think that's a great sort of intro into getting into some of the larger offices where you're at and talking to the agents in groups.
Go to commercial real estate agencies. You can make a lot more money that way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah. I wonder where you're at, because if you've got a nice city center or something, and there's all those different buildings who are owned by different groups and businesses, they're going to want to convey that their building is the best place for businesses to end up in. So that's a good idea to go talk to those guys.
Totally.
Maybe move into commercial. I really like that idea for somebody like Brett and his group.
Yeah, totally.
So lots of opportunity.
So much opportunity. So much to do. You really got to create a plan and write down, all right, I want to hit these offices. I want to do these online groups for drone jobs. I want to go to industry conferences. Like, make a plan and do anything you can to meet the small steps of that plan. If you're like, you know what, I'm just going to call 5 random people a week, Don't wimp out on it. Do it, because mm-hmm. that's the only way you're going to get work. And if you have trouble getting on the phone, if you have trouble talking to people at networking events, you are in the wrong business. Go home. Go home. Or grow some cojones.
Yeah, and I don't get the sense that Brett is that person.
No, I don't either. I don't think so at all. I'm just saying you've got to have the cojones to go out there and be willing to talk to anyone and not be afraid of it, you know? Yeah. And if someone says, you know, no, or maybe they may know someone who would be a great client for you, you just never know. So one of the things I was doing was I went to an association awards meeting. Mm-hmm. For American General Contracting, AGC. They had their big awards thing. And I met the two biggest contractors in the region who were like, yeah. What do you do? We want you to come like teach our guys how to fly, blah, blah, blah. So you just got to be involved in the community as much as you can. And yes, your life is going to become much busier. But if you want success, you've got to take those steps. It doesn't always have to be that busy if you do set up systems and routines to take care of these tasks.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, that's a great transition from real estate is in contractors, especially large project contractors where they want to keep investors up to date on the progression of the project. That'd totally. Be a great one for them to go after.
Absolutely.
Again, we don't know where they are, but generally it seems like there's construction going on everywhere.
Oh, there is.
So, there I mean, totally a lot is. Of construction. Obviously, there's construction going on everywhere, but it seems like there's a lot of it going on based on my travels anyways.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of it. Yeah, very cool.
I think that's going to be pretty much it. Network, referrals, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. Do it all the time.
One other thought. Tell me what you think about this. I would think that they're going to go make all these efforts and they want to grow. Mm-hmm. There's only so many hours that one pilot can fly. I would start maybe bringing on an intern or two that you train to fly your way, get them into Drone U. Let them learn, and that way you have a group of pilots that you can deploy to go do all these things because you're going to be really busy.
Yes, or hire an intern to make sales calls and stuff for you, and then say, hey, I'll let you come fly these jobs if you get the clients. So incentivize them. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah,
and I think for anyone to kind of avoid the cyclical pitfalls of life, you know, you're in a job where you need a great environment because you're flying outside. So you're limited, depending on where you live, to how many months you can work. So mm-hmm. you really need to be thinking ahead. You need to be saving right. your money, but you need to be thinking, what can I be filming in the winter?
Yeah. So absolutely. And by the way, guys, I want to caution folks on a thought process that enters into people's minds when we talk about like bringing other pilots into your group. I think a lot of people, and I've heard this is the reason I bring it up, a lot of people say, but eventually they're going to take my clients. I think it's dangerous to think that way. You have to have enough confidence in your abilities to know that you're going to get business no matter what. In the end, what you're doing is you're helping somebody else make their life better and everybody wins. So I just want to keep people from being fearful in the way they think about that
paradigm. Also, you could have no compete clauses.
You can. You know, can protect yourself.
You can
yourself.
Do NDAs. There's so much that you can do. But, you know, I agree. I'm actually working with a team myself, and, you know, I'm going to send them non-compete clauses just because, you know, I don't want them to steal my clients.
Yeah.
But I'm not worried about it.
Exactly. You're not worried about it. And it's a different issue when you're talking about the clients that you currently have that you consider your clients. That's mm-hmm. not what I'm talking about. But I think people worry about getting new clients down the road.
Gotcha.
They're training their competition. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's a good way to approach business.
Yeah, no,
you
I
gotta help people and get better and improve their lives.
In fact, here at Drone U, we just got a phone call from the Discovery Channel. What was it, on Wednesday? Asking to do a job for a new documentary show down in southern New Mexico. And I'm too busy focusing on all the new 107 study material. So we actually used a couple guys from the community, gave them a job, and they made $2,000 a day. Pretty good. So
not bad at all.
If that doesn't show you what being a part of the community is all about, I don't know what does.
Absolutely.
On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. Please submit your questions, askdroneu.com. Take a look at the community. Go to thedroneu.com. I promise you are going to want to join because you like exclusive things. To be a part of an exclusive group, experienced pilots living the life they want to live. Are you ready to turn your passion into profit? That was my little skit. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask DroneU.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the DroneU.